All right, good morning, everyone. Today's daf is daf Nun in Menachos. Today we are Memtes Amud Beis, and we are a continuation of yesterday's daf. Yesterday's daf, we started the new Mishnah. And the new Mishnah on the bottom of Memtes Amud Aleph talks about Tamidim and Musafim. So the Mishnah's point was that Tamidim is not Ma'akev Musaf, and Musaf is not Ma'akev Tamidim. Daily, there's a carbon tamid that's brought once in the morning and once in the afternoon. That's the Tamid, it's a carbon olam. And then on Yantav, you have a whole series of Musafim which are brought. On Shavuos, we talked a lot at length about the Shtei Alechem and its accompanying carbonos. And also, on top of that, also the Musafim as well. So a lot of carbonos that are brought on Musaf. So for whatever reason, you have your Musafim, but you don't have your Tamidim, or if you have your Tamidim, but you don't have Musafim, so they're not connected, they're not tied to one another. And so you can bring your Talmud even though you don't have your Musaf, and vice versa is also true. What if you didn't bring the Keves Baboker? What if you didn't bring the morning Talmud? So the Mishnah says that Yakrivu Bein Arbaim, so then you bring in the afternoon as well. Okay, so you still bring the one in the afternoon. We'll later, in just a moment, we'll come back to that point in the Mishnah, and we'll go and discuss that point in the Mishnah. The Gemara yesterday was fielded the following question. Let's say I have a choice between bringing today's Musaf and tomorrow's Tamid. Okay, so that was a question that the Gemara fielded yesterday. So let's go back. Let's take one short step backwards, and we'll go forward from there. We'll go back to Memtes Amud Aleph, and we'll start again from the beginning of the question. Right, if you only have Tamid and Musaf, so which one comes first? So Hechi Damit, so the Gemara says, well, first of all, what are we talking about? Ilemud is a Tamid and Diyum and Musaf from Diyum Epshita, Tamid and Adifa, the Havalu Tadir, Umakudash. So the Gemara says, look, the Talmud, the daily Talmud for sure is going to take precedence because of the rule, the classic rule of Tadir v'sheino Tadir. So the Gemara says, that's for sure not up in the discussion. El Tamidin v'machar u'musafim da'id. Now, what is up for discussion is, what if I have today's Talmud and, tomorrow's Talmud and today's Musaf? Da'id na Tamidin adifa shekein Tadir o delma musafim adifa da'ablu makudash. So now, karma musaf, it's a... it's an opportunity, and I have a Musaf to be brought today, or no, save it and use it for tomorrow's Karban Tamid. So I'm related to Nisua. So that's the question that we're fielding with right now. So we did this. We did the first part of the Gemara's answer yesterday. We're going to review the first part of the Gemara's answer, and we'll take it from there. So the Gemara says, well, it seems that the answer to this question lies in our Mishnah. Because what does our Mishnah say? Atmidim and Ma'akvinas and Musaf, Malo Musaf, Ma'akvinas, Atamid. Malo Musaf, Ma'akvin, Zedzah. Because just let's go through the simple shot of our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, Tamid doesn't hold back Musaf, and Musaf doesn't hold back Tami. Hechidami. Ilem di Islay, Ula Kadem. So what exactly is the point of our Mishnah? Is the point of our Mishnah where you have everything, it's not a question of resource. It's just a question of kedima, about time. So the Gemara says, but kedima precedence is certainly not the point of our Mishnah, because we know very clearly that the halacha is that the first thing that's offered every day is the Tamid Shel Shachar. Tamid Lomar Varachala Ha'ola, the Ola, the Amar Rava Ha'ola, Ola Rishona. It's called the Ola because it's the Ola, meaning it's the first one that's brought every day. So in terms of kedima, in precedence, we know. We know that the Ola Shel Tamid comes first before any other karban. El Pshita Delesle. So, if that's not the point of the Mishnah, so the Mishnah has got to be speaking to something. So the Gemara says it must be talking about a case Delesle, where you don't have enough. So our Mishnah is speaking about a scenario where I have either or. Now, the Idi Yumei Amai Tadir Mekudesh Tadir Adif. Now, if it's a question of either or, and the Mishnah's point is, choose whichever one you want. Meaning, you could either bring the Tamid, or you could bring the Musaf. You have your choice. But we know that's not true as well. Because Tadir Vishenu, Tadir Kodav, of course I bring the Tamid, I don't bring the Musaf. So, the Gemara is great. In other words, the Gemara says, by process of elimination, the Mishnah is not talking about Kedima, the Mishnah is not talking about where. It's either Musaf or the Tamid, because that choice is obvious. Ela, Lav dilamachar. So it must be now that the Mishnah is dealing with a case where I have today's Musaf or I have tomorrow's Tamid. And v'ketani and makman zedzem. Amaki adadininu. And then the point of the Mishnah is it's a push. Right? You'll excuse the poker reference, but it's right. It's a push. It's a right. You can go either way. Right? Today's Tamid is just as good. Or right, I'm sorry. Tomorrow's Talmud is just as significant as today's Musaf. Ein ma'akvin zed zed. You really could go either way. So this is what the Gemara is suggesting is the Pshat in the Mishnah. If that's true, so then the question is resolved with not such a strong answer. But the answer is you can go either way. So Amalei Abaye Lalam Dislei Ula Kadeim. So Abaye says, let's go back. Let's go back three steps. Meaning, let's go back all the way to the beginning of the discussion. The first suggestion that we made is that the Mishnah is talking about Kedima, but we said it can't be talking about Kedima because we know the order. So the Gemara says, no, let's go back to that point in the Gemara. Udeka kashilach shalei davakodim mitzvah ba'amahu. And to that point, yes, it's true. The Tamish al Shachar should be the first carbon, but let's say we didn't bring it first. Okay? You could have made the argument everything brought before the Tamid Shel Shachar is just simply to be negated. Right. You brought it prematurely. And if I brought it before the Tamid Shel Shachar, Tamid Shel Shachar is almost like the inaugural carbon of every day. And if I brought anything before the Tamid Shel Shachar, right, disqualified. As a thought, you could have thought that. And the Gemara says that's the point of the Mishnah. The Mishnah's language, which is Ein Ma'akvin Zeh, means that no, they're not tied to one another. There is a mitzvah, there's a way to do it, there's a correct way to do it, but they're not absolute. You don't have to bring, well you do, but I'm saying, but it's not going to affect, that's a better way to say it, it's not going to affect the other karbanos. If I bring other karbanos before the Tamid Shel Shachar, even though that's not correct, but it's okay, it's acceptable. Okay, so Tashma. So, now that we gave a nice pshat in our Mishnah, we're really back to square one. The question on the table is still there, which is, it's tomorrow's Tamid, it's today's Musaf. Those are my choices. So, limited resources, obviously. So, what do I do with it? Where do I go? So, it's, you know, in other words, it's Tadir Rishino, Tadir would dictate that I go with the Tamid, but it's not today's Tamid. And I do have a Musaf that I have to bring today, so, and that has Kedusha, and it's today's Musaf, and if I pass today, I lose the opportunity to bring a Musaf, so the question still stands. So, Tashma, so the Gemara says, how about this? Mishnah in Erechin. Ein polchas mishisha talayim ha-muvukarim belishkas ha-talayim. One of the chambers in the Beit HaMikdash is called lishkas ha-talayim, the chamber of sheep. Why? Because that's what they do. They hold sheep in there. And you need a depository of minimally six sheep in that lishka. Kedei L'Shabbos u'l'shnei yamim tov mishal Rosh Hashanah. Why? Why does this room need minimum six? Because, I'll say, it's not the best way to say it, but worst case scenario, or the case of most need, would be when I have Shabbos followed by 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. Now, in Eretz Yisrael, you know there are 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. Right. In Israel, they don't speak 2 day Yantav. That's a Galus thing. Okay, it's the one of our
Rosh Hashanah.
So the one yantav that they have a 2 day yantav is Rosh Hashanah. Okay, why is it 2 day yantav? So when we learn back Rosh Hashanah and we learn also the Gemara Beis talks about it at length. Right, it's I don't want to get too involved in it because it's really going to steer us away from the discussion of our Gemara over here. Right now, just suffice to say that there's a 2 day Rosh Hashanah in Eretz Yisrael. Even Bisman Beis HaMikdash, even in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, there's a 2 day Rosh Hashanah. Okay, so now if you have a 2 day Rosh Hashanah, followed then by Shabbos, so now you have 3 consecutive days where you're not going out anywhere, right? You're not going and buying a new sheep. So for that, in preparation of that, so let's say, right, like this coming year, let's say Rosh Hashanah is on a Thursday and Friday, and right, and then of course you have Shabbos. So going into Yantiv, you're going to need 2 Tamids every day, 6 to need them. So the Gemara says, okay, so now, let's think this through. Shabbos followed by 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. You're going to have a lot of Karban Musafs that you need to bring. On Shabbos, there's a Musaf. On Rosh Hashanah, there's a series of musafim. So, and the minimum you need in the depository is six, but six only covers you for the tamid. So the Gemara says, "Hey chidami, ilay medias leitamidim umusafim tuvahavu." Look, if you needed sufficient to cover you for all your karbanos, six is not the number you need. You need a lot more than six because you need to cover all your musafim as well. Elav deleishle. So it must mean that six is the bare minimum, meaning you just simply don't have anything else. Now, going into Shabbos Rosh Hashanah, if all I have six, so basically what am I asking myself? I have six animals right now, checked, examined, right? Six animals.
Yeah, but since you're saying six, doesn't that mean that you're not really considering the musafim? They're saying that we would rather keep another two for the other days.
That's exactly the Gemara's point now. So the point of the Gemara now is that rather than take them and apply them to a musaf of today, I'm going to hold it and use it for tomorrow's tamid. So it sounds like, it seems to be a very good raya, very good proof. It sounds like tomorrow's tamid is more significant, takes precedence over today's musaf.
What about the concept of when the mitzvah is in hand, you have to do that
first? Okay, good. So, but that's true, but there's also the competing concept of tadir v'sheino tadir. I got to look at what the more regular...
But today, musaf is in front of you.
Correct. Very good. It's very good. That's why the question is such a good question, because there are competing concepts that go one another. Okay, so the Gemara at this point in time now is suggesting that tomorrow's Tamid takes precedence over today's Musaf. So the Gemara says, no, we're not going to say that, but rather we're going to say, no, that you do have. So the Gemara says, okay, so if you have so many animals, so why are we talking about the number six? Because six only covers you for your Tamid. So the Gemara says, Umani ben Bagbaghi. So the Gemara says, because this mission an Erchin subscribes to the viewpoint of Ben Bagbag. Detanya ben Bagbag Omer, this requirement of 4-day examination, that's a halacha limited to the carbon tamid. Meaning there's a lot of karbanos, but they don't need 4-day examination. They just, you can examine them on the spot. Spot check would be fine with any other carbon. It just happens to be that for the tamid, not for a functional reason, functionality is the issue. If functionality were the issue, so then you could just simply do a spot check. You could check right there and then and look for a blemish. 4 days, I need to look at the animal for 4 days? That's a halacha specifically to the carbon tamid. How do I know that? Tam alomar, tishmuru lakriv li b'mo ado. Ulahalanu omer vayalacham lemishmeres ad arba'a asar yom. So we have I guess we'll call it a gzera shavah. The gzera shavah says, look, by the carbon tamid, it says tishmuru lakriv li b'mo ado. You will safeguard it. You'll protect it. You'll make sure to bring it at its appointed time. And it says in Parshas Bo, we just read about it over Yontif, you timishchu ukulechem se, right? You take in the carbon Pesach, you take it in the 10th of the month, and you're going to hold it from the 10th of the month to the 14th of the month, and obviously on the 14th of the month, they shechted it. So, ma'ala alan ta'on bikar arba yamim, kodim shchita afkan, ta'on bikar arba'a yamim, kodim shchita. So, just like by the Pesach Mitzrayim, they need a 4-day examination. So too, by the carbon tamid, they need a 4-day examination. I will point out the gzera shava is strange, for lack of a better term. It's a strange gzera shava because it's teaching us a halacha about the carbon tamid, and the source of the gzera shava is the carbon Pesach, right? But not the annual carbon Pesach, the Pesach Mitzrayim. It is strange that the whole model of
right.
Of the tamid is Pesach Mitzrayim.
Well, okay, you could say that was one time thing.
Right,
the options.
Without the Gemara linking the two, without the Gzera Shava, of course that's what you would say. But there's a Gzera Shava, and the Gzera Shava teaches us a halacha. But it is strange, admittedly, it's totally strange that the Pesach Mitzrayim requires a 4-day, and therefore the tamid requires 4-day. Okay, but that's what a Gzera Shava does. It links the two, and that brings us to the point. So, the Gemara now is saying, look, that Mishnah Erechin that only has six animals in the chamber, yeah, because the halacha of examination, a 4-day examination, that's a halacha specific and exclusive to the carbon tamid. It doesn't apply to any other carbonos. So, yes, so that's why six is the magic number. So the Gemara says, look, from an accounting perspective, I don't know why the number six is a magical number. It really should be seven. Because look, you go into a three-day yontif, think about it, right? You need a two daily karbanos. True. And then when yontif is over, then you're going to wake up the next morning and you're going to need another one. Meaning, well,
but why not eight? Because you
have
two that next day.
Also. Okay, so good. So the Gemara says because you're going to need one for the morning after. The Gemara's girsa over here is the tlasa b'shabasa for Tuesday, because the Gemara is envisioning Shabbos, Sunday, and Monday. Okay, which. Which, by the way, we'll never see in our established calendar. We'll never see a Rosh Hashanah come out on a Sunday, right? Lo Adu Rosh. Okay. For another time, not for now. Anyway, the Gemara says, okay, it's seven. What about eight? Yeah, the Gemara is certainly envisioning a Shabbos, Sunday, Monday, three-day Yontif. So the Gemara says, what about Friday afternoon? Meaning you're going in there. So yeah, I'm going to need a tamid for Friday afternoon, two for Shabbos, two for Sunday, two for Monday, and then one for Tuesday morning. So now we're up to eight. So halakasha delabasa da'akiv kama. So the Gemara says, look, the Friday afternoon one, that doesn't bother me because the counting starts after I offer the afternoon, the Friday afternoon one. Maybe kama shiva avu. But the Gemara says, okay, but you're still going to need seven. So the Gemara finally conceives elatana ba'amakai. So the Gemara finally concedes Shabbos and Rosh Hashanah is not the reason why. It's just a simon. It's just a way to help us remember. Meaning, really, the magic number is six. Period. Okay? Just six. Six is how many you need. And the way to help us remember it is. Well, think about a three-day yontif. Even the Beis HaMikdash, there was a three days of Kedusha, Shabbos, and the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. So it's just Simana Ba'am, it's just a way to help you remember. And once the Gemara says this, really now, the question never even started. Meaning because it wasn't, the issue never came up where, oh, it's Shabbos and I only have six animals and what do I do? Do I bring today's Mosaf and sacrifice, right? No pun intended. And sacrifice tomorrow's carbon tamid. The Gemara says, look, the Mishnah Erechim never really spoke to that. The Mishnah Erechim just wanted to get across to us that the halacha is that you need six. Six is the magic number. And here's a way to remember it. Shabbos and 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. Okay, Gemara says. And I'll tell you what the Gemara says. It's the correct pshat. The Gemara says, Dekanami. If I read the Mishnah and Erechim carefully, that's exactly what I walk away with. Because Diktani Kedei L'Shabbos V'lo Ketani L'Shabbos U'l Beis Yom Tov V'Shor Rosh Hashanah. Reading the Mishnah carefully, it says Kedei L'Shabbos. If it really was because of Shabbos, the word Kedei is totally extraneous. Right? The Kedei tells us it's like the amount of time of Shabbos and Rosh Hashanah. If it really meant for Shabbos and Rosh Hashanah, it would have said much simpler, L'Shabbos L'Beis Yom Tov V'Shor Rosh Hashanah, Shema Minah. The Gemara says that's correct. So it's just Simana Ba'ama. It's just a way to remember.
So what's the reason then if it's not for the...
Ah, perfect. Perfect question. So the number six, what's so magical about the number six? Gemara never says.
This fits in better because they never... could be a suffix in the Beis HaMikdash. On Rosh Hashanah,
you're in the right place. No, even in the Beis HaMikdash, there was a two-day Rosh Hashanah.
Everywhere.
Right, correct, but even the Beis HaMikdash.
Except that if you need Bikur 3 days,
that was the only
Tuesday morning, what, Tuesday afternoon, okay, Tuesday morning is the time that you have there. Tuesday, Mitzvah Yantif, what do you do for the Karbon Mincha? You had to get a three-day Bikur.
Right, what, for the Tuesday afternoon one?
Okay, Tuesday morning, there are plenty of sheep in the market.
Right.
I can spot check it.
Right.
And it's been back like 3 days.
Right, so, right, when you go into Shabbos Yom Tov, right, you're... Right, that part. That point also.
Six on Monday night.
Given. A given. Granted. Right, because after Yontif, you're going to start now getting the sheep now for the first time. Okay. I don't know.
That's only holiday Rosh Hashanah for 2 days.
Correct. Correct. I don't know. Doctor, I don't know. I don't know why six is the magic number.
4 days is prerequisite
for the according to Ben Bagbag, it's a prerequisite for the Karban Tamid. According to what seems to be everyone else, all the other Tanaim, it's prerequisite for every Karban in general. And the depository had six.
So that reason cannot be used to say that Musaf or Tamid.
Correct. That's exactly the Gemara's point. The Gemara's point is that this proves nothing. On the issue, it proves nothing. And so, really, when all said and done now, the question was asked. The Gemara tried to use our Mishnah Menachos as a proof. The Gemara said, that's not going to work. The Gemara tried to use the Mishnah Erchin as a proof, and the Gemara says, that's also not going to work. And the question was asked and left unresolved. And you want to know where we go with it? I don't know. I do not know.
So okay. We don't know which one takes priority.
Right. Correct. From the Gemara's end point, we don't know. I'm sure there's more discussion, but that's all the information I have for this morning. Lo yikrivu keves baboker. Amar v'shem v'kula ha'isa kriva bein arbaim she'im mechanchen sum ezbech hazav ela v'ktar sahasamim. The Mishnah, in its discussion of what if I didn't bring the morning Tamid, do I bring the afternoon Tamid, started introducing the whole idea of chinuch, right, of inauguration. Now, as we discussed yesterday, the idea of inauguration is the idea that the first time usage is significant. There's inauguration. When the Mishkan opened its doors, there were 7 days of inauguration. It's what we call the Shiva Yemei Miluim. So there's the idea of inauguration, right? We kind of know the idea. Not everybody. A lot of people have a Chanukah Sabbai. They buy a new house, they get a new house, so they inaugurate. So, right? So there's this idea, there's this concept of inauguration. And the Gemara right now has a very simple question. How did that come into the Mishnah? How did that play into the Mishnah? The Mishnah's discussion was a basic discussion of the Tamid is not ma'akev, the Tamid Shoshach is not ma'akev, the Musaf and the Tamid Shoshach is not ma'akev, the Tamid Shoshach is not ma'akev, the Tamid Shoshach ben Arbaim. Why is Chinuch part of the discussion of the Mishnah? How did that get into the Mishnah? That's exactly the Gemara's question. And so let's see. So the Gemara says, we'll first read the heading, Lo Ikrivu Keves Baboker, Amar of Shimon Vekula Isa Kreva Bein Arbaim, Shem Echanchan Az Mizbech Azav, Ela Bekator Sosamim, Chinuch Man Dekar Shemei. So the Gemara asks the question point blank, where did that come into the Mishnah? How did that become part of the discussion of the Mishnah? Chisuri Mechzer of Ahachi Ketani. So the Gemara says, okay, so there's a missing piece of the Mishnah, Chisuri Mechzer, and so what we're going to have to do is we're going to have to insert missing piece into the Mishnah, and this is what it says. You know, we see this so often in the Gemara where there's a Chisuri Mechzer, a missing piece of the Mishnah. Where Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, what? He left out pieces of the Mishnah? Right. The missing tape. It's like Watergate. It's like what is that? The missing piece of the Mishnah. So, not the only way to understand it, but a good way to understand it is that Chesur Mechzer doesn't mean that there was actually missing text of the Mishnah. It means that when they learned the Mishnah, there was an assumed understanding of the Mishnah, where the simple reader, which is me for today, right, as it is most of the time, right? The simple reader, when he reads the Mishnah, so I didn't see it there because there was an assumed understanding, an assumed interpretation of the Mishnah, and the Gemara is there to tell us, okay, you're the simple reader, let me tell you what the assumed understanding of the Mishnah is, and then you'll have no problem understanding the rest of the Mishnah as well. So that's a good general understanding of what Chesur Mechzer means. Although the word literally means there's missing text. V'hachi ketani. Lo hikrivu keves baboker, lo yakrivu bein harbayim. Okay. If you didn't bring the morning sheep, don't bring the afternoon sheep, right? Which the Gemara later on in just a little bit is going to ask the obvious question. Well, that doesn't seem right. Meaning, if you didn't bring the morning sheep, don't bring the afternoon. what is that? Yeah. So the Gemara later on will ask that question and we'll come back to it in just a moment. But right now, we're going to see how it transitions from that to chinuch, to inauguration. So ba'med dvar mamorim. So here it is, right? The missing part of the Mishnah. Shelo nischanech hamizbeach, aval nischanech hamizbeach yakrivu bein harbayim. That's only if the mizbeach wasn't inaugurated. then you don't have the right to bring the afternoon tamid. But if the mizbech was inaugurated, so then go ahead, bring the bein harbaim. Oh, okay, perfect. Meaning now I totally understand the Mishnah. And the question which we were about to ask isn't even a question. No, you do bring the second afternoon tamid. It's only if there wasn't an inauguration, because the inauguration can only take place with the Tamid Shel Shachar, as the Gemara is going to point out in just a moment. Amar Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon takes the position, even if that's true, meaning even if the Mizbeach is inaugurated, I'm still saying, Rabbi Shimon's talking, I'm still saying that if you didn't bring the morning, don't bring the afternoon. Right? Like as a point of anger. Like, I can't believe it. So, lo hiktiru ketaros baboki yaktiru bein harbayim. And if you didn't bring the ketaros in the morning, don't bring it in the afternoon as well. And again, Rabbi Shimon's position we'll explore in just a moment. But right now, we're going to go over this idea of chinuch. How do I know this? The Tana Rabbanan with Antana Braitha. Vesa keves hasheni taaseh bein harbayim. Sheni bein arbaim v'lo rishon bein arbaim. The afternoon tamid is called the sheni. It's called the second. So if there's a second, there's got to be a first, right? I know obvious point of the day, but that's what we're learning from the pasuk. So the point is that the afternoon tamid is the second tamid of the day. It's got to be the second tamid of the day. If you didn't bring one, you don't bring the afternoon, because afternoon is two. But that's only if the mizbech hasn't been inaugurated. But if the mizbech is inaugurated, so then for whatever reason you didn't bring the tamid shel shachar, let me make sure I said it correctly. If the mizbech was inaugurated, so now the afternoon can even be the first of the day. The sheni requirement is only at the point of inauguration. Amar Rabbi Shimon. Now, before we move on in the Gemara, how do we know that? Right, how do we get there? How do we know that the sheni requirement is only at the time of inauguration? So, the answer to that lies in the psukim themselves, which the Gemara here doesn't quote. The Gemara quotes the pasuk, okay, but in context, if you read it in context, you'll see that this point seems to be pretty much explicit in the Pesukim.
Inauguration is only done once, right?
That's the whole idea of inauguration.
So that one day, that the Tamidash was dedicated?
Yeah, correct. That, right, that's it. First, inauguration is first time usage. Yeah. Right.
It's a theoretical question of the first or second time.
Right, right. It's only for first time usage. In other words, I'm going back all the way to the beginning of Perek Chavtes, Parshas Titzaveh. V'zeh davar shetaseh lahem l'kadesh osam l'chahen li. And this is what you're going to do in order to invest them with Kedusha. Right? And then, from that point forward, there is a whole procedure of everything mentioned in Perek Chavtes. Meaning, Perek Chavtes in Shmos, Parsha Tzitzava, is all inauguration. This is what the Kohanim will do in order to inaugurate, and it goes on. V'zeh asher ta'aseh, and it goes on, it goes on. Pasuk lamed ches, right? Long parak. V'zeh asher ta'aseh al ha-mizbeach. And this is what you're going to do to the mizbeach. Meaning, in the flow of the parak, it's very clear, the parak's talking about inauguration. Good. So now, in the context, you see that the 1-2 combination of the daily karban is all about chinuch, it's all about inauguration. Good. So now we go back to our Gemara. So our Gemara is basically now teaching us, the Bryce is teaching us, that once inaugurated, so, and for whatever reason you didn't bring the morning carbon, you're still going to bring the afternoon carbon. Now we get to the opinion of Rabbi Shimon. I'm Rabbi Shimon, Amasai, Bizman Shayuanus Moshogim Avalimayu Mizidim Lohi Krivu Kevas Baboker. I'm sorry, Imalohi Krivu. Sorry, Imlohi Krivu Kevas Baboker Lohi Krivu Bein Arbayim. Lothir Kitaras Baboker, Yaktiru Bein Arbayim. So the Gemara now asks the obvious question. V'chi Kohanim Chatu Mizbech Batal. I don't understand. Rabbi Shimon, could you please explain yourself a little bit better? Meaning, okay, the Kohanim didn't bring the morning Tamid. And that's not right. And, you know, and they should be punished, but you're going to punish the Mizbeach, right? And Rabbi Shimon agrees to the basic point that if the morning isn't brought, you bring the afternoon, but almost as like a punishment, you don't bring the afternoon since you didn't bring the morning. But the Gemara says, I don't understand. Punish the Kohanim, that I get, but punish the Mizbeach, that doesn't make any sense. So Amarava Hachi Kamar, Lo Yakrivu Hain Avalachim Yakrivu. Lo Yakir Kataras Baboki Yakir Ben Abim Dekim. I'm sorry. So the Gemara says, exactly. Rabbi Shimon does not mean that you don't bring the afternoon Tamid. You do bring the afternoon Tamid. It means that group of Kohanim that fail to bring the morning Tamid, they're going to get penalized. Unless it's an ones, unless it was something that was circumstances beyond their control, they're going to get penalized, and their penalty is they can't bring the afternoon Tamid. You're going to have to get a new group of Kohanim to bring the afternoon Tamid. By the way, there was a rotation. Every day in the Beis HaMikdash, you had, right, Mishmaros, you had certain groups of Kohanim responsible. So in this case, you're basically going to say to that group, now you're right, you're no good for today, and you're going to get penalized, and that penalty is you're not going to bring the afternoon, they'll bring somebody else in. Now the Gemara says, okay, now that we got that, so now let's understand the last point of Rabbi Shimon, which is that when it comes to the Ketores, so Rabbi Shimon is easier going. I mean, Rabbi Shimon says if they fail to bring, Ketores is brought twice every day, half of the manna is brought in the morning, half of it's brought in the afternoon. So Rabbi Shimon says that when it comes to the Ketores, Lo iktiru ketores baboker, yaktiru bein arabayim. If they fail to bring the morning, they can bring the afternoon. And now we're going to ask the next obvious question, which is, I understand, by the Tamid, so you're ready to penalize the Kohanim. Understandably, they fail to bring the morning, so therefore they're not bringing the afternoon. Good. But why aren't you prepared to penalize them on the Ketores, on the issue of Ketores? So the Gemara's answer, the cave and the loshchichi, u'me'asra, Chaviv Elohu Velo Pashe. So the Gemara's answer is, it's penalty, penalizing, is only for something that'll happen with any type of frequency. Right? And it could potentially mudslide into just more and more laxity. That, there's no need to penalize by the Ketores. The Ketores is so infrequent, and by bringing the Ketores, it makes you wealthy. So there is a high motivation to bring the Ketores. Now the Gemara doesn't tell us how we know this. Rashi does tell us, right? Rashi says, Rashi, let's go over 2 points in Rashi. Number one, the first point in Rashi is it's not shchiach, it's infrequent. What does that mean, it's infrequent? The Tamid Olahu Ve'afagav Delo Karve El Atreizim Nebiyoma Ika Olos Achrina Demekrar Kol Yuma Tuva Hilkach Lo Chaviv Lohu Pashe Hilkach Kansulei Avakatoros Olam Leisa El Atreizim Nebiyoma. So first of all, right, Rashi basically takes up the following. The Ketores is infrequent, but the Tamid is really frequent. It's the same frequency.
Twice a day.
Right? It's twice a day for the Tamid, it's twice a day for the Ketores. So what does the Gemara mean when the Gemara says the Tamid is, oh, that's very frequent, right? It's two versus two. So Rashi's first explanation is, well, no. Meaning, yes, the Tamid is twice a day. But the Tamid's just an Ola. Olas happen all the time. Right? On Yantav, you'll bring a whole series of olas. Even if it's not Yantav, right? You have all your donated olos. So, yes, the Tamid is twice a day, but the ola, which the Tamid is an ola, that happens all the time. Ketores, nobody's allowed to volunteer Ketores. Ketores is only twice a day. All right, good. So that's Rashi's first pshat. That's why the Tamid is quote-unquote frequent, and the Ketores is infrequent. Lishna achrina lo shchicha b'chad gavr k'damina b'sechaz yuma me'olam lo shana adam ba. Another pshat, says Rashi, is quoting the Gemara in Yuma. Gemara in Yuma teaches us that when you offer the Ketores, that's it. That's it. You once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. So, if you have a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, you're usually not apt to be lax on an opportunity that's only once a lifetime. Okay? So that is the first point of the Gemara of infrequency. Second point of the Gemara, it's me'asra, it makes you wealthy. Next Rashi. Me'aseres, it makes a person wealthy. Kedichsiv, yasimu ketora be'apecha, uksiv basrei be'rach Hashem chelo. right? Once you put the Ketores in the apecha, literally in the nose, it's euphemistic, it's, you know, it's kaviyachol, right? The way, best way we're going to understand it. So, Beirach Hashem Chelo, Akash Baruch Hu is going to bless you. Based on Midrashim, they say that the Sanduk is like offering, it's like offering a Ketores, and you'll see it by Sandekus, it's highly revered, highly coveted position, but you know, one of the things about being a Sanduk is you don't get to ask. You get asked. You don't get to ask.
The Ketores is only once.
I know. Okay. I don't fully.
It brings only once.
It's only.
The Kohanim's rotation was that you got it once in your life.
Right. In terms of wine, I don't know. I don't know. It was.
You never
got a second chance at it.
Same frequency as Tommy.
Right. Correct. Correct. It's two and two. Correct. Anyway, so the Gemara says, Chaviva lo v'lo pashe. Okay, and therefore they're not posheya, and because they're not posheya, so now we're back to the basic point of Rabbi Shimon. Okay, so now we understand. The Tamid, if those Kohanim didn't bring the Tamid in the morning, so Rabbi Shimon says, egg on their face, they cannot bring in the afternoon as a penalty. But now we know better, after having gone through the Gemara. You're of course going to bring the Tamid at Shel Bein Harbayim. The afternoon Tamid, it's just not going to be those Kohanim. You're going to go to the bullpen and you'll get other Kohanim to do those. When it comes to the Ketores, there's no need to make to penalize. Because since it's done so infrequently, and I guess the assumption is that if the Ketores wasn't brought, there's good explanation, there's good justification, and there's just simply no need to penalize. Okay. Sorry, I ran through that. Let me slow down. Let me read the heading first of all. Am Rabbi Shimon v'kula isa kreva bein harbayim she'in mechanchem mizbech hazav ela b'ktaros asamim shel bein harbayim. Okay. The golden mizbeach, the one found in the heichal. So, and what was burnt on that? Ketores. So, which ketores was used for the point of inauguration? So the Gemara says the afternoon ketores. Afternoon ketores is the one that inaugurated. So the Gemara starts the discussion off the Hatanya Kiktars of Samin Shal Shachar. I have a Brisa, says the Gemara, right? Anonymous citation. I have a Brisa that says it's the morning Kiktars which inaugurates the golden Mizbeach. So the Gemara says Tanahi. So the Gemara answers very simply, yeah, subject to a Machlokis Tanayim. Amar Abaye. So this is great. Mistabra Kamanda Amar Biktars of Samin Shal Bein Arbayim. Abaye says, look, there are two Tanayim. Right, and each position obviously is valid. Eilu ve'eilu, right? Each position has validity. But Abaye says, but if you ask me, I'm going to tell you, it makes more sense. The afternoon ketores is the one used for inauguration. So funny, without any more information than we're about to learn. So I would say it's the morning one. But Abaye is going to make his case, make his argument that it's the afternoon. Why? Because dichsiv. Right, I don't have to move anywhere. Same parsha, just one parak ahead, parak lamed, and parshas tetzava.
What was the frequency of this inauguration they keep talking about?
It was the first time.
One-time event, right?
It's the one-time, first-time usage of any of the kelim in the Beis HaMikdash. That's chinuch, that's inauguration.
Oh, I see. So they could have another golden...
If for whatever reason, golden mizbeach was destroyed, or even not even destroyed, right. Just chipped. Right, and created dysfunctional. So now we're going to fix it, or we're going to make a new one, whatever the case is, and we're going to be mechanech, and we're going to inaugurate it. So now for inauguration, so one brisa says it's got to be the morning ketores, and the second brisa says it's got to be the afternoon, and Abaye is going to help us understand how.
Was there a ceremony besides burning the ketores because it was an inauguration? Meaning
the burning of it was the ceremony. That was the inauguration. So dichsiv. So the Gemara says, "Baboker beitivonos aneros." I'm sorry, "Behetivos aneros yakti renu." So every morning, when you're mativ the neros, when you clean the neros, so yakti renu, you're going to be makdir. So ilav da avad halaka meorta hatava betzafra mehecha. So the Gemara says, "Well,
that's the menorah. Though. What is it?
The menorah." And the Ketores are in the same pasuk together. Right? That's the Gemara's proof. The Gemara says, sorry, not the Gemara, the pasuk says, Right? The Ktir Alav Aaron Ketoras Amim, and Aaron is going to burn the Ketoras Amim. Again, this is all a continuation of the inaugural ceremony. Baboker, Baboker, Beitivos, and Neros, Yakti Renu. In the morning, when you clean the Ner, Yakti Renu, it would be burnt. So the Gemara's argument, Abai's argument is, so what do you mean? You cleaned in the morning, so that means you lit it the night prior. If you lit it the night prior, so that means that you burned the Ketores the night prior as well.
You could argue it other ways. The Baboker, Baboker is referring to the burning of the Ketores, that's emphasizing that the Baboker.
And there's obviously legitimacy to your point, because the Brises argue, they conflict about it. So the other argument would be exactly what you said. That Baboker, Baboker tells me no, that the inauguration was done in the morning. Okay, good. Can go either way. So, Elav Dava Adlaka Meorta Atava Betzar from Meecha. Ulaman Damer Bekitoras Asamim Shal Shachar Gamar Mimis Becha Ola Maala Halam Betamis Shal Shachar Avkam Bekitoras Asamis Shal Shachar. And look, and the Gemara now points out, and the other argument is that it's got to be the morning Ketoras, is because look, the Tamis Shal Shachar, that's the inaugural carbon for the Mizbecha Haola, the outer Mizbech. If the outer Mizbech is inaugurated in the morning, the inner Mizbech also should be inaugurated in the morning. So the Gemara presents both sides, both arguments. In general, you should know, I've mentioned this in the past as well, a basic machlokas Rishonim, when they let the menorah. Right? I know, it's so interesting. You would think we know this information. And we don't, we're not fully aware of this information. According to Rashi and according to, I'd say most Rishonim, as if I knew, in the majority of Rishonim, but Rashi is of the very clear position that you lit the menorah at night, right? Meaning going into the night, right? Going into the evening, you would light the menorah, and then in the morning, you would clean the menorah. According to Rashi, when the Torah describes, Baboker, Baboker, Beheti Vo Esaneros, so Rashi writes in the Chumash, that when it says Beheti Vo Esaneros, it means you clean the Ner. Lahativ means to clean. Now, the word lahativ actually means to make good. But that's what you do in the morning. So according to Rashi, lighting the menorah only happens once a day, in the evening going into the night. Which, I understand, the whole point of lighting the menorah is not to create illumination in the Beis HaMikdash, but you do understand, nighttime it's dark, and it's the best time to see the lit menorah. According to the Rambam, Rambam says you light the menorah twice a day, once in the evening and once again in the morning. And according to the Rambam, when the Torah says Baboker, Baboker, Behetivos, and Eros, Hatava means preparing. You prepare the menorah in the morning because you're going to light it again. Okay, so basic machlokas. It does seem from our Gemara, right? Obviously, we're not going to take a side. I mean, to machlokas Rishonim. But obviously, from the Gemara, it sounds more like Rashi in that when the Gemara says that, well, if I clean in the morning, it means I lit it the night prior. Right, it sounds like from the Gemara that the lighting takes place in the evening as opposed to the morning. Morning, you just clean it. Okay, but obviously the Rambam's position is defendable, and of course it's defended. Let's go on in the Gemara.
Well, remember that the Hashmonites, they were there was not enough oil, so it should be.
Well, I mean, they could be, when it says not enough oil, it could mean not enough oil for both night and the morning, right? That's okay. Velosa shulchan ela balachem apanim b'shabbos. So we go on in the Mishnah. The Mishnah talks now about other kelim in the Beis HaMikdash and how to inaugurate the other kelim in the Beis HaMikdash. So we've so far discussed the outer mizbeach. We've so far discussed the inner mizbeach, the golden mizbeach, right, and how it gets inaugurated. And the end of that discussion is at the machlokas, whether it's the morning ketoras or the afternoon ketoras. And now we're up to the table, the shulchan. So, not much to debate over here, meaning the only thing put on the shulchan is the lechem aponim, and that's it. And the lechem aponim is placed there on Shabbos. So, v'lo es shulchan ela b'lechem aponim b'Shabbos. So, how do you inaugurate? You inaugurate by placing the loaves of bread, 12 loaves of bread, two columns of six. You place it on the table on Shabbos, meaning its inauguration can only take place on Shabbos. So the Gemara right away says, what does that mean? Al-Bechol, Ich-Nuch-Yehud al-Mechanech ha-Kedush em-Mikdashi, Gufa. So the Gemara says, No, Mikdashi. So the Gemara says, what does that mean? It sounds like if I put it on during the week, so it doesn't inaugurate, but it sanctifies the loaves of bread, but that's not true. Sanctification of the loaves take place only on Shabbos. So Gufa Kamash Malan, Dechinuch V'Kiddush Shocham
B'Shabbosu. If it has not been inaugurated, can it give me Kaddish?
No. Right? I say confidently, but that seems to be the simple pshat of the Gemara, that Chinuch imbues it with Kedusha. So the Gemara says no. Yes and yes. Both points is exactly what the Mishnah is saying. Chinuch takes place on Shabbos, and the induction of Kedusha into the bread takes place on Shabbos as well. So, Kediktani Seifa, Velosa Menorah, L'Veshiva, Nerasa, Bein Arbaim. Look, the same thing is true when it comes to lighting the menorah. I light the menorah at night. So when do I inaugurate? With the first lighting. When do I do that? Going into the night. Right, that's the appropriate time to do so. Same thing with the Shulchan. The appropriate time to put the loaves is on Shabbos. So it serves a twofold process. Number one, it inaugurates. Number two, it invests the bread with Kedusha Saguf. Tanu Rabbanan, Zekutar Sha'alta Liyachit Shom Ezbech HaChitzon Vara Sha'ahaisa. So the Gemara quotes a Braisa. And the Braisa says, you know, Ketoris once was offered on the Adar Mizbeach, but Haracha, that was a one-time deal, right? Don't do that again. One time there was a dispensation, but don't let that happen again. Heicha, so the Gemara says, when? Amar Rav Papa b'Nesiim. So Rav Papa gives us the simple answer. When the Nesiim offered their inaugural Karbanos, right, for the after the 7 days of inauguration, then each day the Nesiim offered a gift. First 12 days of Nisan. And each one of the Nesiim brought Kafa Chad Malea Ketores. And that Ketores brought by the Nesiim was offered on the Adar Mizbeach. And now the Gemara says, that's it. It'll never happen again. That was Haras Shah. Aliyachid Amizbeach Achitzan Odolo Ha'al Mizbeach Panim Makriv. So the Gemara says, first of all, what does that mean? Does that mean that me personally, I can't burn Ketores on the Adar Mizbeach, but me personally, if I want to, I'll bring Ketores and they'll burn on the Adar Mizbeach. V'su, and furthermore, Amizbeach Achitzon Yachidu Delo Hatzibar Mekrave. And what does that mean? If the community wants, they can bring more Ketores, more than the Torah prescribes. V'atanya, that's not correct. Yachol Yeh Yachim Nesnadi V'mevi Kayotze Ba Nedava V'Korani Ba Motzei Sefasecha Teshmor V'asisa. How about it? How about an individual donating Ketores and burning Ketores? Tamar Lomar Lo Salu Alav Ketores Zara. Torah says very clearly, you cannot. Yachol Yeh Yachim Mevi Shem Mevi Chavaso Kayotze Ba Aval Tzibur Yeh Mevi Shem Mevi Chava Kayotze Ba. What about a community? Let's say the community wants to bring more Ketores. Tamalamar, lo salu yachol lo yalu al mizbech. I'm sorry, lo salu. Even the community cannot bring. Yachol lo yalu al mizbech panim aval yalu al mizbech achitzan. Okay, good. So I can't bring on the inner mizbech. How about bringing on the outer mizbech? Tamalamar, et shemen mishchave Ketores asemim lakodesh. Kechol asher tzivisicha yasu ein lecha elamashi amor beinyan. Ketores is very, very definitive. You can only burn Ketores as instruction. There's no such thing as a donated Ketores. Now, when I say no such thing, so that's exactly where we started the whole conversation. Correct. Historically, it happened one time by the Nesiim, Harat Shah. After that, it never happens again, never will happen again, not supposed to happen again. Amar Rav Papa, lo mi bayi kama. So Rav Papa says, okay, as far as the Braisa is concerned, so we'll say a simple pshat in the Braisa, which is the Braisa is just taking a step by step. Lo mi bayi tzibah mizbech achitzan delo ashkechan, v'lo mi bayi yachin amizbech apanimi delo ashkechan, ela afilu yachin amizbech achitzan. Even an individual on the outer mizbech, you cannot burn Ketores to ashkechan b'nesiim. You do find it by the Nesiim, but harasha haisa. But that was just harasha. But for sure, an individual can't offer on the Adar Mizbeach. For sure, the community can't offer on the Adar Mizbeach. And even the individuals on the Nesiim who burned on the Adar Mizbeach, that was a one-time deal, and that will not happen again. Good. Okay, so it got us into the discussion of inauguration, and the Gemara for the rest of today talked about the inauguration of the Adar Mizbeach, Tamas Shel Boker, the inauguration of the Inner Mizbeach, Ketores Machlokis, Baboker Bein Arbayim, the morning of the afternoon one, and inauguration of the menorah, the lighting of the menorah, right? And the inauguration of the table of the shulchan, placing the lechem upon him on the shulchan on Shabbos. Okay, stop here. Tomorrow, pick it up with the new mishnah on Nun Amud Beis.